When the individual receives the call to greatness at the inception of a clear goal, they take it, knowing well that it will be the source of their suffering.
Welcome to Million Dollar Flip Flops, the podcast that invites you on a transformative journey to unlock the secrets of living life to the fullest. In this podcast, we dive deep into the minds of thought leaders, game changers, and business builders from around the world. If you're a business owner feeling trapped, overwhelmed, and longing for the time freedom you once dreamt of, this podcast is your beacon of hope. Buckle up, because here we go.
So the thing I want to talk about is, it's probably not what you came here to hear, but it's the reality of building anything, certainly of building this thing. And a lot of this, I don't want to call it depression, that's a strong word, but the low mood that comes from working, mostly by yourself on a thing. And it's a lot of the reasons I became a coach, because I know what that's like to work by yourself and be in your head all the time. And of late, I've been struggling. Like, I get up in the mornings, I still, I make my espresso, I sit down and I read, and I have zero motivation to work on the business. And I know my analytical brain knows that that is normal, especially given the output of the last, let's say, year and a half, not even a year and a half. But I just want to work on the cars. I fiddle around the house like an old man and do little projects. And I'm doing the very minimum that is required for the business. And the last of my coaching clients graduated. We're shifting the program. We're shifting the niche of who I serve and why I serve them. And so I'm in this weird place. And this business has required a ton of money, a ton of time, a minuscule amount of which realistically has been recouped. And it's one of those places that you find yourself as an entrepreneur. And I'm going to read a little bit from a Dan Coe book, if you're not familiar with Dan Coe and The Art of Focus. But I was reading this morning. He talks a lot about just people in general, the human condition in general. And when you don't have a thing to focus on, and I think we see this in people that retire, the average person that retires dies not long after. And it's that purpose. It's that thing that propels you moving forward. And it's no different in your business. And I think where I have found myself in this business, it's twofold. It is that the only solace I had and I'm talking multiple six figures have been spent on building this business and this brand and the book and the journal and the audiobook and all the things that go along with it. And the team that is required to put out, just even the relatively small amount of content that we put out now between the podcast and social media, et cetera, it's expensive. And the solace I had in that was that I'd built this foundation. Well, I know, again, my business analytical brain knows that if I'm trying to speak to everyone, no one hears it. And I think of the example from Alex Hormozi in his book, I think it was in $100 million offer, where he's talking about what is a planner worth? If you went to the store and bought a planner and it was just 2024, let's say, what's it worth? $20, maybe 50. I don't know what it's worth to you. But if it's a planner for dentists or a planner for home builders or a planner for teachers, suddenly it's worth more because it's more specific. If it's a planner for children's dentists in the southeast of the United States, now it's worth way more because there is no other planner theoretically. So maybe that's worth $500. In this business, like all others, it's the same. It's when you hear a commercial and it says, get control of your finances and You may or may not care when you hear that. But when you hear a commercial that says, if you're an Army veteran who then went into police or fire, we have a program, bing, 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 your ears perk up. You know, and that's marketing. That's business. That's Mad Men episodes. That's that's just how we work as human beings, right? When you walk by a bush, when you're a caveman and there's nothing on it, you don't care. You just walk by. Your mind is doing other things. When you walk by and there's berries on it, you pay attention because that is something that you might need, you know, and I talk about that a little bit in Million Dollar Flip Flops, but not to this degree. But so that's where I've found myself. I'm doubling down into a really narrow niche, which is builders, because that's where I spent the vast majority of my careers in some form of real estate or construction. The clients I have, like one of my clients last year, best year ever, most vacation ever. And he was a guy that I said, look, you know, he paid me five figures to be his coach for the year. And I said, if you don't have your best year ever, I'll give you all your money back. Like, that's the confidence I have in being able to make this happen for people. But how do you get in front of more of that person? And I don't really like social media. You know, you wouldn't think that, but I don't spend a lot of time on there. Like, I put my vacation photos on there. You know, the team does a lot of what you see on Million Dollar Flip Flops. I record it or I write it. But I'm not into the nuts and bolts. I'm not a scroller. Like, I don't sit there for hours scrolling Instagram or Facebook. And that's really how you find a lot of these people. And I'm starting to go back to some of the old school methods. But okay, I'm going to get off track. So I'm niching down, right? Meaning I'm systematically destroying the base that I've built. Now, does my stuff, quote unquote, can it help anyone? Absolutely. Like, my clients in the last year have ranged from all over the world, from musicians to accountants to real estate professionals to roofers to, I mean, name it. They all see the same result. I mean, we're all still human. We all still need that outside look, the things that true coaching provides, the difference between coaching and consulting, right? But I can't reach my people with a general message. I'm not Tony Robbins. I'm not Dean Graziosi. Like, I'm not Hormozy yet. I'm going to say yet because that's what I would tell you to do. So I have to be more specific in my messaging. And it's what I would coach another coach to do in their business. And I also understand how painful that is because our brains just aren't wired that way. Our brains are wired to think locally. And so let me read these couple pages from Dan Coe. And I think they really nail where I'm at right now. And this is from The Art of Focus. It's his book, just came out 2024. Unconscious narrow focus leads to feelings like stress, anxiety, and annoyance. Like when a rogue thought about a stressful future pops into your head, your focus narrows and you experience the stress that you would feel in that future experience. You're projecting into the future and pulling that experience into the now. Unconscious open focus leads to feeling lost, overwhelmed, uncertain. If you project into a future that you don't have clarity to reach, does this sound familiar to what I just said? If you project into a future that you don't have clarity to reach, the task of consistent execution seems daunting. Your mind begins to open towards a state of chaos and your attention bounces between past, present, and future without an intention to piece together a solution. And he goes on, conscious narrow focus leads to degrees of a flow state, deep work, and efficiency. We've all experienced this when we have clarity on facing a challenge that a task presents, one that you have the skill to complete. And I think that right there is why right now, other than just needing rest and knowing I need rest, and I'll talk about that in a minute, it's why I focus on the cars. It's why I focus on things around the house. I mean, yesterday I spent half the day welding and half the day installing a HVAC system by myself because it's a challenge. It's a thing I'm figuring out. Those activities put me in flow state where I'm learning something. I'm seeing the accomplishment at the end of the day. And if you look at it psychologically, that's exactly why I'm doing those and not focusing on this, on the niche, on the new business, because the future of that is still unclear. Will it work? History dictates it'll work. You know, most of the businesses I've started have worked. I figure out a way. I'm not afraid of failure, or I would have quit already. So that's why I'm focusing on those things.
Hey gang, it's Roderick, and I hope you're enjoying today's show. What I've found as a lifelong entrepreneur, and certainly in coaching other entrepreneurs around the world for the last 20 years, is that we all pass through five phases on our business journey, from the believer to the business Buddha. You need the first two, you want the last two, but sadly, most of us get stuck in the middle and start the cycle over, some of us forever. Knowing where you are reveals a clear path for where you need to go. I've created a free quiz that, when answered honestly, will tell you where you currently are, but most importantly, will reveal your next steps. You can take the quiz right now at milliondollarflipflops.com/quiz. This has taken me 20 years of in the trenches trial and error to develop, and it's designed to change the way you look at your business and your life forever. Are you the showman? Are you the anxious philosopher? Maybe you're the peaceful warrior. There's only one way to find out. Take the free quiz now at milliondollarflipflops.com/quiz and see where you land. The results may shock you. Now back to the show.
Let's move on to the next one. Conscious open focus leads to creativity, relaxation, and a sense of peace, a state where you do not attach to any of the potential thoughts, ideas, emotions, or limits that can pass through your awareness. Think about the last time you were in nature, worry-free, and felt at one with the environment. That's what we are getting at here. So I want to read this last paragraph because I think this paragraph was the one that said, hey, I'm going to go record this podcast and I'm going to talk about where I'm at on this journey right now. Because you see all the good stuff. You know, everybody shows all the good stuff, but this is the hard stuff. You know, this is the real meat. This is where people quit. I see it all the time. I've seen it in myself. It is hard to get out of this thing, even though you know you need to do it, and that's where you'll fall back on habits. You'll fall back on, I could go sell new homes or go sell cars tomorrow, make plenty of money, go on vacation. But I remember telling Ian, my buddy back home, long before I even went to Brown and got my ICF and did all the stuff for coaching, I remember telling him, you know, Ian, I've got a lot more to offer this world than being a good salesperson and hawking some cars and houses or rentals or whatever the thing is that I've done for the vast majority of my life. And it's all of those people, and I'm talking hundreds of people that have come up to me in the last 20 years and just said, dude, you got to show me how you do it. This is how I do it right here. This hard work, this low depressing state and how to pull myself out of it. Those are the things I talk about in the book. That's what the waves method is for. That's what your statement of purpose is for. And if I didn't have that, again, I would have quit already. But this last paragraph is why I'm recording this right now. The middle way is that of the spiritual warrior, an individual who does not push away any polar end of the human experience, but embraces it all. When the individual receives the call to greatness at the inception of a clear goal, they take it, knowing well that it will be the source of their suffering. Think about that. I'm going to read that sentence again. When the individual receives the call to greatness at the inception of a clear goal, they take it, knowing well that it will be the source of their suffering. Suffering that brings fulfillment, and when they have achieved what they've set out to do, they may push further, but it will inevitably lead to a lesson that teaches balance. The period of intense progress will demand contrast with a period of restful peace. If they do not listen, the suffering will only increase. And I was at dinner last night with Nick, and think about, in my mind, and this is how I've always been wired, I feel like I've accomplished very little, certainly in the last 3 months, mostly in the last year, simply because of my accelerated pace. Like, just, it's just the way my mind works. And then you look back on the last year, Million Dollar Flip Flops wasn't a thing 15 months ago. The book didn't exist 15 months ago. From the book, the journal, the audiobook, built this new coaching thing, helped these people from all over the world. Public speaking, you know, just got asked to give this commencement address for 1,000 people in New York. And none of that was a thing a year ago. But in my mind, I am falling behind. In my mind, I'm not doing enough. And that's exactly what Dan just said in that paragraph. It is, I need the peace. I need the rest. And I think if there wasn't so much money going out to feed the machine that's been built, I would take that rest. But then you feel lazy. You feel like, and this is just our wiring. It's our wiring, certainly in Western world, America for sure. that you just grind and grind and grind and grind and more and more and more and more. And that's where burnout comes from. And sometimes it takes people 20 years. Sometimes it's cycles like I go through. You know, I am in a burnout cycle right now. And I think just talking about it with you all, I don't know if one person or 1 million people will listen to this, but just talking about it with you all is therapeutic. That's why a coach is therapeutic. That's why therapy is therapeutic. And knowing that this is the rest before the work that is going to have to be put into the new niche to make it really successful and to help the number of people I want to help. And remember, all of this comes back to the foundation and the kids and Send a Student Leader Abroad and all the things we're doing with EF that are, they're all moving along. We're watching this program come together. We just had a huge meeting with 20 teachers from across the country as we build out the program to actually send our first kids. That's a huge part of my why. And I think that Send a Student Leader Abroad will eventually be self-sufficient. Like once you start sending kids, people will start to donate money. Businesses will donate money. Individuals will donate money, et cetera, seeing what we've put together. But it's not there yet. So I have this unnatural pressure on myself to self-fund something that is unself-fundable. You know, our goal of sending 1 million kids, that's $4.5 billion. Quick newsflash, not a billionaire. So, you know, that's my why. That's why I keep going. I think that's where the pressure comes from. And I think this period right now that I'm in, it's the most intense rest I've needed. And I also shouldn't feel guilty about it. But aren't we wired that way? Isn't that, if you're not doing, if you're not striving, if you're not getting some kind of loser, you are. You know, we shouldn't be meant to feel that way, especially when the output is so high. And, you know, I worked the equivalent of 3 years in the last year building everything we've built to this point. So I deserve it. Is this what I want to say? But there's so much to do. And without taking this, you know, in another 12 directions, which it could easily go, I'm guessing some of these words resonate with you. Where you've been on your journey, whether you're in a career or you're a business owner or there's a thing you want to start and you haven't started it, my analytical brain knows that the majority of this is not true. People on the outside of me know that this is not true, but my emotional brain, not so much. And I'll tell you one last thing. It's a catch-22 with my coach. Because we have our intensive this week. So it's 3 days. It's like 4 hours a day. People from all over the world. My coach is brilliant. And it's actually a team of coaches. But without boring you with the details, I mean, there are people in there in really specific industries. And I'm talking, they coach dance studio owners. They coach auto shop owners in Australia. They coach cotton farmers. And they're doing 6 figures a month in group coaching. So there's the juxtaposition of seeing that that's possible and that you can impact that many people at scale, which is what I want to do. And then there's the melancholy of feeling defeated and that I'm not there yet. And that it goes back to that advanced time scale. I shouldn't be there yet. If you realistically, given the time that this started and what we've built and where we're at now, it's almost physically impossible that it would be a thing. Yet that's why I'm hard on myself. So I just want you to know you're not alone, that we all think this way. Every successful person I know thinks this exact same way. I have the outlet to talk to you about it, so that helps. And that's what a reframe is all about. You know, being able to get out the words instead of just letting it spin in your head and being in that, what Dan calls that unconscious focus where the thing out in front of you isn't clear. So your mind naturally, and I talk about this in Million Dollar Flip Flops a lot, but your mind naturally catastrophizes everything. And you're going to try this thing and next thing you know, you're going to be sleeping under a bridge in Charlotte. And it's just not true. No evidence points to that's true. But anyway, if this resonated with you, let me know. send me an email, roderick@milliondollarflipflops.com. If you thought of someone else while you're listening to this, you know, if you could help another person and it was free, would you do it? Well, maybe sharing this podcast is what helps that other person. So thank you for listening, you out there, and I'll keep you updated. You know, I think these solo episodes are going to be a little less teachy moving forward and a little more documenting the process and reviewing where we've come from, where we're going, and why, and the struggles, and what it's really like on the inside. So until next time, my friends, cheers.
I hope you enjoyed the episode today on the Million Dollar Flip Flop Podcast. Make sure to hit subscribe on your chosen platform that you listen on. If this episode make you think of someone, go ahead, take a screenshot, and share this episode with them. Or post it on your social media to share with your friends. You can catch the show notes for this episode and any mentioned links in the description of this episode. If you want to see more behind the scenes with Roderick and his guests, be sure to find them on Instagram. It's also where we can have deeper conversations on these episodes. Go to www.instagram.com/milliondollarflipflops. Until next time.